Welcome to Last Week on Keith of the Girl. I'm Bianca Brady. I will not tell you what time this is happening because we know that Keith doesn't like that. But suffice it to say, that's not the time you're thinking. Okay. And sometimes things happen at night. Sometimes things happen during the day. Sometimes things happen. And Keith wants to give you all the behind the scenes dirt, except for when it comes to what time things are happening, because that is too much. We cannot spoil the illusion. The show is in your feed, and that's all you need to know. Welcome to Keith and Hemda. Hello.
Hello. I was just saying that I think it's funny that I feel the hosts feel they're doing something dishonest, and they need to be clear what time it is. I just thought that was amusing to me.
Yeah. It was so funny to get called out live on the show for always saying what time it is. Maybe we ran out. Maybe we get nervous. We don't think we have anything to talk about. We look around the room. I see a clock. Oh, tell the people about that.
All right.
But speaking of time, mm-hmm. It is a social construct. And the funny thing about it is that
it's noon. Sorry. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
She had to spill the beans, Keith. Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry.
We'd be lying to you. No, I was just going to say, when you do a show for 24 hours, it's like, what is time, right? Really?
Right.
At the end of the day, what is reality? What is show? What is artifice? What is art? You know, it all melds together in one 24-hour marathon.
They love you, by the way. You see that?
Huh?
They loved you, by the way. Did you see that? The audience?
No.
No? You didn't see that? Well, they did.
I mean, I heard you read something. Somebody said I made Andy Kindler laugh, mm-hmm. which honestly was an extremely proud moment for me. Yeah. Very exciting. Sharing the Zoom with the comedy legends and then just doing off the cuff and making him crack up. Mm-hmm. That's a moment I'll remember
More importantly, why are we recording at noon?
Uh-oh.
Okay, are you tired?
Am I tired?
Yeah.
No, I can handle it. I was just curious for letting people know.
I have my doctor asked to get some lab work tonight. I have to go to the lab and give my blood to them at 5 o'clock. And I was worried I wasn't going to be able to get back in time.
Okay.
All right. So for science.
So it's a medical. Don't you feel like an ass? Or
did anything come up? Was this a last minute thing?
Well, I don't know if we talked about it on the show, but my biopsy that I had recently, like my 2-year post-transplant biopsy, showed not a decrease in elimination of the leukemia, but actually, in fact, an increase and proliferation of it. So that's not the direction they wanted it to be going in. They wanted it to be gone, but it was the opposite of gone there, but also the opposite of a little more based on the numbers. Yeah. So they put me back on this drug that's like technically an oral chemotherapy pill kind of thing. So I've been on that now for a couple weeks, and that can have an effect on the blood count. So they need to monitor it more regularly. So
you were basically on chemo in the marathon. Do you hear that, everybody? No one has an excuse. I mean, you made Kindler laugh while basically on oral chemo at like what, 5 a.m?
Yeah, I did that.
I think a nice pat on the back.
Billy Wayne Davis is afraid to talk about his DMT pill charges. Interesting.
Oh, my God.
I mean, anything could come in a pill, apparently, except for DMT.
Apparently.
Chemo. But DMT, you start texting about those pills.
Oh, my God. Oh,
good luck to you.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. But, yeah. So, not to, like, be like casual about like bummer news. It is a bummer, but the doctors are feeling like this is going to do the trick, da 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 da, blah, 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 whatever. Either that, or I'll just keep getting fucking blood cancer until I die of it. Who knows? Right. You know, like, could be either one, but I'm hoping for the first, I guess, on some level. And in the meantime, you know, physically, I do feel pretty good. I was just at the gym. My Turkish get-ups are getting really good. So I'm basically getting swole.
What are Turkish get-ups?
It's like this exercise move where you lie on the floor and then you hold up a weight and you like get up in this sort of yogic way.
Oh, wow. 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 No, I've watched people do that and I'm like, she's just doing that. Nice.
Yeah, and my trainer, I have a trainer and I'm obsessed with him. He's the funniest person I've ever met. Today he said his birthday is this weekend and he really wants to get a magician for his birthday party. I think he's turning like 25. Anyway, how are you guys doing?
Much better, I guess. Right? I don't have a doctor appointment
better
today.
Better than you thought. Yeah.
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 I'm good. I like to tell my doctors, like, when I'm hopefully done or whatever, like, procedure's done, I'm like, hope I never see you again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah. Not always the case. They usually get it. I never know if they're going to get it, but they usually laugh.
Yeah. When I got readmitted into the hospital, like, after my transplant, there was a few, maybe like a month went by and then I had to go back in for like 8 or 10 days or something. And all the nurses on the floor were like, what are you doing here? They were like so mad and upset.
We dismissed you last week.
Like, hey, you weren't supposed to be back here. Like, I know, but I'm shitting out the craziest stuff. So
I thought I'd bring it over for you guys to look at.
Yeah, they did look at it. They looked at it every time. It was sometimes it was green. And, you know, that's just my truth. I have shit green shit before.
And it's not spinach.
But we're not here to talk about that.
Because it's disgusting.
Because it's disgusting. Yeah. We're here to talk about our mission. This show is nothing if not mission-driven.
Thank you for understanding that.
And the mission of the show is simple and finite. Recap the last week's Keith and the Girl episodes within an inch of their lives,
right,
leaving no stone unturned.
We don't want anybody getting away with anything.
You will not get by me. So we had two episodes last week in the feed.
Yes.
And this is like a fun sort of loose vibe because it's episodes that are chunks of the 24-hour marathon that I'm sure a lot of the people listening to this saw or heard, but with a little bumper from Keith and Hemda. Saying like, hey, remember when we did that? That was silly. And then the audience gets to hear sort of a curated piece of the madness. So episode 3627, Marathon Part 1. And I'm just going to list the names and then we'll talk about what you talked about before the clips.
Okay.
Casey James Salengo, Joe Firestone, Dave Hill, Courtney McGinnis, Dana Gould, Clark Jones, and Micah Fox. Wow.
Yeah.
What a lineup. I didn't even put that together until you read it out loud. Wow.
That's a lot. Yep. That's a lot of heavy hitters.
Yeah. Each person better than the next. And I don't want to say who the next is. I don't want to offend anybody, but each person was great.
behind the scenes was we found out that Casey, who was first on the marathon, needed to be called because he wasn't there at the time he was supposed to be. A little behind the scenes.
So you guys are just like, all right, roll action, roll tape.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't even know. We didn't even know until we had a Keith and the Girl meeting with Xerxes, and we just kind of were catching up a little bit on the marathon and stuff, and that happened to be brought up.
Afterwards.
So you guys were, how long had you planned to be just one-on-one talking before the first guest?
Not at all, right? He was scheduled for that time.
Yeah, I schedule the guest before to make sure that there's a guest ready. And then we're like, he's at the ready. So most likely he'll be on between like the first or second minute because there's so many people coming on. Might as well just get it going.
But he wasn't there.
Nope.
Well, luckily, he wasn't there, meaning 20 minutes before we start. So there was still some time.
Mm-hmm. Got
it. He was getting there. He just was like running late. And because he's your first guest, it was like extra on, you know, like, he was probably like 5, maybe 10 minutes late, but because you're first.
Right. Yeah. He was great. A great energy to start, you know, just rollicking along with Casey. This episode was, this part of the marathon, you know, it's so funny because it's impossible to, or it must be for you guys impossible to sort of like pace yourself in the, you know, like I know it's not a real running marathon, but people always say don't start too fast in a real running marathon.
Right.
But in the talking marathon, it's just, you have to keep the same pace for the whole time.
You can't think like, let me be like 6 funny in the beginning.
Exactly.
And in the long run, they'll enjoy it more.
But I liked when you were trying to sort of conserve energy in the beginning and you were like, okay, Casey, take it away.
Apparently I still had to be there. Who else?
You know what? I didn't really think of that, but we probably pace because we don't have any control over it. Like Keith was joking, we just have to try to tell the best thing that's at the moment. But I think the pace that is not under our control is other people. Mm-hmm. So I try to book energies as opposed to like, you know, so high energy in the beginning and the end because we need it. And then as much energy as we can get in that weird 4 a.m. to 8 a.m. before, you know, like because it's that time where people are off stage. They already went to bed. It's like the only time the comedians sleep. So we need a jolt right there.
Right.
So if you're on with, say, 2 people that are very energetic, check yourself.
Yeah. Maybe check your pulse.
Yeah.
But it's a cadence thing. You know, Joe Firestone is hilarious, but way slower and is not going to like just, you know, get into a story and rapid fire, you know, talk about her day and her sex life and whatever. So, but she might be responding to someone else who does, and her cadence fits well in that.
It seemed like she was freaking out about her dog making noise.
Yeah, and we couldn't hear it because Zoom is that good.
Let me tell you something.
Uh-oh, we did hear it.
Bianca, how do you even know there was a dog there? Other than, I guess they mentioned it one time. We heard every bark, and it killed me the first time. Him said, I don't even hear it. Like, uh-oh. And then every bark, I'm just debating.
I knew. I could read your freaking mind during that segment. Yeah. I was like, Keith is about to cancel the marathon, unplug the computer, throw the monitor out the window.
After you said that, you didn't hear a dog 18 times?
Not 18 times. Uh-uh. That's the thing. I didn't hear every time she said it. And then all of a sudden I would hear it and I'd be like, oh, there's that dog. But not really. No.
I tell people you can hear a dog even if they don't have a dog. When we finish these a Zoom meeting, for example, it says, how was the sound? You're not getting higher than 4 stars out of 5. Keep working on it.
Okay. Yeah. That's fair. All right.
Yeah. I think like the thing I could hear the loudest was her panicking about the dog. And that, I think, sort of you know, thwarted some of the comedic vibe.
I think it gave the dog anxiety.
When you're terrified, when you're terrified that your dog's going to make noise, you're a little distracted. But she's still one of the greatest to ever play the game.
And now so we know her
she
dog.
Got a couple,
so it's like we know her family.
She got a couple big yucks off. Mm-hmm. Dave Hill, legendary hiding place for a porno in the Evel Knievel action figures trailer.
And I believe it was a centerfold, and he folded it down tiny to put into a toy. When do you open it up and enjoy it?
It's so funny. And I loved you guys talking about finding porn in the woods mm-hmm. and it being like such a thing. But the way Dave described it, he's like, it's sort of naturally occurring. It's in the forest. Mm-hmm. It's in nature. Like it grows out of the earth. Like when people say that pot and mushrooms are okay because they come from the earth, it's like porn too. It just grows mm-hmm. out of the ground.
Trees are paper, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, it's not just leaves. Porn grows on trees. It's weird.
And then Courtney, of course, speaking of energy, love her. Dana Gould, consummate professional. I mean, just being like, here's a fully formed joke about whatever we're talking about kind of thing. That's pretty cool. I mean, do you ever feel like when you get like, say, a Clark Jones and a Dana Gould on the same Zoom, do you ever feel like excited that you're putting people together who might not normally talk and just sort of like watching what happens?
Yep.
Yes. Actually, I'm hoping that Clark really does get in touch with Dana because Dana's like, hey, you know, get in touch with me because he adopted kids and it sounds like Clark is about to adopt mm-hmm. that kid. And Clark was a fan. He even had to mention it. Like, I'm mm-hmm. a huge fan. So I hope he did follow up. I was going to, you know, connect them behind the scenes, but I think I shouldn't be a part of that. Like, Clark should have that initiative. And I think if he does, he'll be friends with Dana.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
But there was another moment in that where Keith, I could tell you were like really, you were being mad at the dog in your head, but you couldn't figure out how to say it.
He was probably mad at me at that point.
More shocked. No, just shocked.
You're doing like, Hemda, is everyone speaking English? Like that kind of question. And she's like, yeah, I think so. And you're like, Hemda, I feel like everyone's it's speaking alien German. And I felt like you wanted to ask like, Clark, what is the emotional reality of raising a child that is not technically your blood?
And that's my way of asking everybody else, like, oh, so we're all playing dumb, right? Like, we can move on, just know we're all playing stupid.
No, I just think, like, you could have just asked the question. And when I was listening to this, I was like, why isn't Keith just asking him the question he wants to ask him?
I thought I was, kind of, but I know I wasn't saying it outright. But he's deliberately ignoring it. So I'm like, I'll give two more of those. And then as long as at this point the audience knows I'm hearing what they're hearing, I'm fine.
I don't know, though. I think, like, it's kind of weird to be, if you're being asked that in a vague way, it's weird to assume that that's what you're being asked. Like, you don't want to be rude to your future child and be like, yeah, it's fucking weird. It's not my kid, dude.
Right. But he knew what he was being asked, right? You don't think so?
I don't know. I wouldn't assume that if I was, I would wait until I was asked the explicit question. I wouldn't assume that that was what everyone was thinking. It's like when you have a step parent and somebody's like, do you like your step parent? It's like, yeah, that they assume that that you don't.
But he,
you know?
But he does know, we asked, for example, or I did, is this good news in that now you can never do anything wrong in the relationship? So he knows this is what we're talking about.
That's extremely vague, Keith.
Is it?
That's not asking
anything.
Is it?
I don't think you could be more. Your girlfriend cheated on you. You can you ever do wrong now? I think that's that was very clear.
But that wasn't
those are
clear
different
that,
words.
It wasn't clear that
really?
She cheated.
Oh, I think they it was. Were living well, in- that's what I'm trying to figure out, but I think it's clear. Or he would have
no,
said.
No, it wasn't.
You don't think so? I think I figured out the whole story. You don't.
You absolutely didn't.
Wow.
You didn't figure out a single thing. And the whole time you were like, Hemda, explain it to me. And she's like, I'm just having a good time here, bud.
Yeah. I was gaslit that well, entire show.
Oh my God.
When I think about it, good
holy
point.
Shit. Yeah. What a life.
Indeed.
Do you know what I mean, though, Hemda? Like, he didn't ask the question he wanted to ask, right?
I know. Here's what I think happened. First of all, I speak Keith very well, so it's going to be difficult for me to not see the thing. So even when he does have holes in his sentences, I probably fill them out pretty well, if I may, only because we've been talking
sure.
consistently for this long. But I think when Keith gets in that mode, he's like, you're being vague, which means you know that you're hiding something, which means that I'm playing along in this language of yours that you made me talk in.
Yes.
I will continue to talk in this, but you know that we're both trying to reach the same thing that I can't tell you want me to be straightforward with you about because you're not being straightforward. Then looking to me to clarify, I don't know which part to ask because it does seem like he's being vague. I don't know if I want to push, but he did say, he didn't say she cheated. He didn't say they were on a break, which leads me to believe in the language of men who don't talk about feelings or people, human beings that don't process, it means the not good one, right?
Well, she didn't probably. Say yet. Do you know, Bianca, she means cheating when she says the not good one.
And all of a sudden he said the baby's 8 months old. And so everything was vague in a fine way until we found out that the baby's 8 months old. And now we're in the same conversation. So we all do the math.
But now he has to be more vague. It sounded like they were long distance and open. Mm. And she became pregnant. And then they decided to, she was like, listen, I'm pregnant. This is how I took it. With the vagueness. Mm. So I had a different assumption. Yes, I agree. It was vague. And this was my assumption. They were open and they could sleep with other people. They were long distance. And then she got pregnant, but the father of the child wasn't like an actual person she cared about. And she said, they were like, hey, let's do it together. Even though it's not technically your baby, it will be your baby. Because I love you.
I think he would have said because, now if you don't think he ever knew I was asking this, then I guess not. But I think he didn't want her to look so bad. I think he knew what I was asking. That's what I think.
See, I think he was being...
Oh, interesting.
I think you both were thinking the same thing. I think you were thinking, I'm asking a straight question. And he was thinking, I'm answering all the way. You both were thinking that because he was like, yeah, I'm just going to... go with it because that's what it is right now.
I think he was deliberately aloof because some of those answers wouldn't have answered my question either. Really, he really jumps to something different all of a sudden.
I guess we'll never know.
I'm not going to ask him again, so I guess we'll never know.
And then the always entertaining Micah Fox, obsessed with her theory about her neighbors making meth because they use the dishwasher.
What else could it be?
That makes sense. Like, what?
I was so excited for this story. When you think your neighbor is making meth, you think most likely they're making meth because... Not a lot of things get mistaken for making meth, I don't think. I did not know you could mistake a dishwasher for meth.
I just like, she's like looking for something.
I just picture her doing coke and being like, is that meth upstairs?
Yeah.
The fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it is loud in this town.
Maybe when you work from home so much, you know.
She's taken up Pilates.
Your neighbor.
She's been doing upstairs, Pilates. Or do you mean heroin? Morning.
Who has to do Pilates every day?
It's heroin. How do you know she's doing Pilates?
Because she asked me if it was too loud, and I said, well, I can hear you, but it's fine. Because I'm a little passive aggressive with her. Like, oh, it doesn't bother me to hear you jumping around every day at 7:30 a.m. But like, if you have to ask someone if it's too loud, it's too loud. Mm-hmm. That should be your cue. Oh, I feel like I should ask. Then it's probably too loud, right?
Yeah.
Am I crazy? Ooh.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're Keith Malley interviewing them, and they don't know what you're saying.
Yeah, we don't like to rock the boat, Keith. Yeah. Me and you.
Right.
I get it.
You know what, though? That's the thing. Here, you're doing Pilates in your place, and your neighbors are going to hear you. It's the 7:30 a.m. That's the hard one, but that's probably the only time she can do it. What are you going to say, though? What if you're bothered? I am bothered.
It doesn't bother me because, like, come on.
Yeah. I don't want ugly neighbors, you know?
But what happens if it does bother you? If you said yes, what could she do? Obviously, that's when and where and how she could do Pilates, you know? Oh, okay. I'll go to the class now. Thanks, Bianca. I think it goes to your point. Why are you asking?
Yeah, exactly.
Are you planning on changing your behavior? Does this bother you? Because I could also do it at 9:30. Because if you're giving me options, then I could say something. But if not, what the hell am I going to say? Hey,
yeah.
I ask my neighbors, maybe if like you make, I don't know, loud coffee, maybe you have a grinder at 6 a.m. Like, hey, does this bother you? Yeah. Are you buying Starbucks now because you can't make coffee at home? It's going to bother you.
Well,
I'm not paying your rent.
This is like kind of a part of a longer history between her and I of noises where she makes a lot of them. And her son is a teenager. And he went through a Fortnite phase where he was doing a lot of yelling and skateboarding in the house, which is pretty loud if you're a floor below. But she would always say to me like, well, you know, I know, gosh, I'm so sorry. If it gets to be a problem, just text me.
How do we even get here? Like, then it's how does she even know that she read your diary?
It's like, well, if you feel that it's that loud, you should probably say something to him.
Right.
Versus making me the heavy. Now all of a sudden I'm the cops, the noise cops. Mm-hmm. No, I want him to think I'm cool.
Right. He's not going to be young forever, right?
Come on, man. I don't want to be like the stupid, cranky downstairs neighbor.
You might as well, though. She's already using you. You know what I mean?
Right.
She's telling him.
You
like,
think?
Yeah, oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because she doesn't want to be the grouchy mom. She's like the neighbors. You know, she's a cunt, so. Look, she's texting me again. Why would she text me so much?
Meanwhile, she's doing her Pilates while she's yelling at the. But anyways, that episode you guys talked about, you had to do a little pre. Because Keith couldn't, he had too many things he had to talk about.
There was so much going on in the world.
People being buried alive.
Again, in America.
We have to address it.
Thank you.
The Pope is trying to trick you. Mm-hmm. We have to address it.
Agreed.
Metal is liquid now, and then it's a robot.
Yeah. I think we might need to know about that. Yes.
Leo has another girlfriend who's a teenager. We have to address it.
Put up the antennas.
Beyonce stays getting Grammys. We have to address it.
Get the wax out of your ears.
Part of
culture. Yep.
Tom Brady retires again.
Got to know.
We have to address it. And AMC movie theater are going to charge you more money. Sit in the middle. Mm-hmm. We have to address
it. People need to know what's coming. Maybe there's time to protest.
They should give you a free ticket if you're willing to sit in that front row. I don't think you should have to pay.
That's a good one. Yes, you you can pay more for a seat or even less than a ticket for the shit seats. Oh, I like it.
I would, even if I didn't have to pay, I probably still wouldn't sit in that seat. That's how much I don't like that seat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I agree.
Yep.
Yeah. It's not a seat.
Look how everybody's getting riled up, see?
I saw the third Magic Mike the other night.
Number one movie out right now.
Did you see it yet, Keith?
Can you imagine? No.
Did you see any of them, Keith?
I did see the first one.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, we got a lot of lawbreakers here tonight, you know. But then it was good. I understood it's just for people to masturbate to. I thought it's I'd so learn bad. About woodworking, but anyway.
I didn't masturbate to it, but
there's not enough.
You study it
for
it.
It's just not. I saw the first two and I was like, really?
I saw the first one. I said, all right, cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. I saw the second one. I said, this is the best movie ever made.
I gotta rewatch.
I said, I want my tombstone to have a TV screen that just screens this movie. And then I saw the
tombstones are going to be.
Yeah. And then I saw the third one and I was like, this is so weird and bad.
He never gets into woodworking after all, does he? That's his goal.
Well, in a sense, he does, Keith.
He does get into woodworking.
Okay, good.
You know.
What?
But he's doing pandemic, gay clubs? The pandemic takes a toll on his business.
You think they need furniture more, but okay.
People are paring down. You know, they're not paying as much for bespoke coffee table or whatever.
Like not unless you got dance on it.
I'd like to check out his bookkeeping. It seems stupid.
Yeah, no, that's for sure. Yeah. That's definitely part of it, is that he's dumb. But that's what's so fun about the second one is the best movie ever made because it's just like there's honestly pretty much nothing sexual in the second one. Hmm. It's just a movie about friends on a road trip. Having fun, like working out some of their issues and trying to make people happy along the way.
With choreographed dancing.
That's
your
it.
Problem.
Yeah. Okay.
There's not even any kissing in the second movie. Hmm. There's no romantic anything.
There's not even a lot of dancing or anything that you can no. It was way too much plot, if I may.
The second one?
Plot?
If I'm remembering, I don't remember it very well, but I remember being like, where's all the dancing? Where's all the...
Is she thinking like Godfather or something?
Maybe I'm getting them mixed.
Yeah, the second one, I wouldn't say there was a plot.
Okay.
There was a lot of like fist bumping, guys being so like being like, I love you, man. I love you too. Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of stuff. That's what I like.
Did they dance for each other?
They danced for each other.
Oh my.
They did.
Okay.
They all got high on ecstasy.
Okay.
And they went to a gas station and they tried.
They're bumping gas on each other.
That's Zoolander.
Oh, okay.
They were, okay, so in the movie, I'm just going to tell you one thing and then we'll have to move on.
Okay.
Because we've already talked about
this. And I'm going to read the book. Don't spoil it.
Yeah, you're going to read the book. The second movie, they're on their road trip. They're going to the male stripper convention or the stripper convention one last ride as a crew.
Oh, okay. They're going to perform or are they learning the latest?
They're going to perform, okay. And it's their one last ride the crew.
They better get everything right.
We're getting the band back together for one last ride. So they're in the van, which is actually like a frozen yogurt truck, because one of the guy's passions is that he wants to be an artisanal yogurt maker. Okay. And so they're trying to figure out like what is their sort of identity as a dancer. You know, fireman, police officer, that's all played out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who are you really? And what do you really want to express?
An IT guy.
Joe Mangi- Joe Manganiello.
Uh-huh. From True Blood.
He's like, I don't have anything, you know, like,
oh, no.
This is all I am. Right. This is all I am. And they're high and they're like, well, what does that mean? What does that mean? He's like, I'm a male entertainer. That is who I am. I don't have a persona because this is my persona. And they're like, yes, that's your persona. And you can make any woman smile, like happy. That's like your gift on this earth. And so they're all
men talk like that often.
And another guy said, I'll be myself too. And like, no, you be a furry. You have no personality.
Well, one guy is Tarzan.
Okay.
One guy does dessert sales.
What?
That's the one with the frozen yogurt shop. One guy is like perfect husband. That's his shtick. But
how do you
portray
that sexually on stage?
You don't hit them.
Perfect husband?
Yeah.
You have to watch the movie. Okay. It's all very clear.
You take off your clothes.
But so they're high on ecstasy. They go to the gas station. There's this young woman working behind the counter who couldn't look less excited. Mm-hmm. Just like super frown, eye roll.
Life's beating her down. Yeah.
On her face. Life's beating her down. And they're like, come on, man, you go in there and you get her to smile. You can do it. If anyone can do it, it's you. And he's like, I don't know, guys, I don't know. And then he goes in and he does a big dance with a bottle of water and a bag of Cheetos where he like sprays himself. And then she's looking at him like, what the fuck are you doing?
I have to clean that up, right?
I have to clean that up. Like, this is crazy.
Who is it? What guy is this? What guy went in?
Joe Manganiello.
Why would they send him and not the guy that can give desserts? That would make the woman smile. Desserts.
Please, Keith, please. Well, it's the guy that can make women smile.
Was the ecstasy eaten by accident? Did it get caught in the vents and then they turned the heat on?
No, but they did take it, and then like he threw Channing Tatum's phone out the window of the car.
Okay.
And then
I just Gabriel Joe Manganiello and okay.
Well, they're all ugly. Oh, okay. Guy with muscles. I see.
Well, you were like, why send Joe in? And I'm like, well, let's take a look at Joe.
Send a good looking guy also with desserts. This woman is ready to kill herself.
Yeah, she's ready to kill herself. He like does his whole dance. He's dripping wet with water. Mm-hmm. He pulls his shirt open and then he looks at her and he goes, how much for the Cheetos and water?
Yeah, because you still have to pay for it.
She smiles like a beautiful smile, bright as day.
Is she like, buy more things? Her hand's missing.
She's like, he got nice. Me. I tried to be miserable, but he got me. And it wasn't the dance that did it.
It was him sweeping it up.
It was him sweeping it up and
the perfect
asking,
husband comes in.
Right, I'll take care of this. Right.
Asking how much it costs.
He's so being funny on top of being so dancey. Wow.
Okay.
He really does have it all.
And then the third one, he returns something?
The third movie, Selma Hayek. It's sort of like a plucked from obscurity, like, you know, a gender bend of like, I'm discovering this young ingenue and it's Mike and she's like, they have one splendid moment.
I bet she also kind of like, lost the passion. I bet she's like a CEO, but she kind of lost the passion a little bit. Let's see if he can bring that out of her.
Yeah, you'd be right. Okay. And I think the whole movie is just basically an audition montage, which is great.
Right.
You know, we like dancing.
Sure. Cheers.
But it's all about Magic Mike 2, Magic Mike XXL.
Okay.
That's the best Magic Mike. And I'll fight anyone
who
disagrees.
You don't have to.
But I do want to.
Right.
I'm very aggressive.
You're like, the second was the best.
Charity.
Change my mind and you're ready to fight. But, you know, we're just happy you're happy.
Anyway, moving on, episode 3628.
You did skip the poll here with your Magic Mike excitement.
Oh, fuck.
People are going to recognize that.
Keith, what was the poll?
It's not important. The poll was regarding AMC Theater's new pricing model that the world must know about. Your choices were, I like it, I get to decide how much I'm willing to pay. 24%. 76% say I hate it. I'd rather an otherwise democratic seating system that doesn't judge wealth. And those people at 76% are correct.
Very good.
It's odd. It's odd to look around and know how much people make.
Well, I mean, yeah. The science of ficity is unparalleled. We know that this is the Beakers, mm-hmm. and they've spoken, they so sure. Yep. I'm going to go with that.
Yep.
Anyway, episode 3628, How to Live.
Did you pay, when you went to the theater, was there a pricing difference?
No.
Okay.
I went to the one near my house that has food.
Mm, what'd you order?
I had a chicken sandwich, okay. with tater tots.
Did you eat during the dancing? Was that strange?
I like to get there early and kind of finish my food before mm-hmm.
really?
The movie really starts, because I don't really like to be eating during the movie.
Oh my God, that would be my whole point. I'd be like, please don't give me this food until something in the movie at least starts.
Otherwise, really?
Yes, it's sort of like I like the dessert when the coffee and tea are already there. Don't get me the dessert first, because then I'm not having that both experience.
Yeah. I just don't like to eat food in the dark because I can't see it.
I didn't.
What
think
if it
that,
has but... like a big booger on it?
Yeah, I don't. You don't know what they're giving you.
You don't.
That's true. I didn't take into account the booger.
They could be giving you a plate of boogers, and you wanted jalapeno poppers.
How to Live?
Yes.
Just going down the line, we've got Joe DeRosa, Shelton Lindsay, Calvin Cato, Josh Gondelman, Jess Wood, Aaron Maguire. Explosion.
And I mean, Shelton Lindsay will be on this Sunday night's live silent trailers at 6 p.m. This Sunday night, the 19th, 6 p.m. It's on a Sunday. Sunday night. That's right.
What do you think he's going to wear? You get 10 choices. Because he'll wear them all.
I'm going to need 1,300,052,000 choices. And that's a lot of thousands, because I mentioned it twice.
I was kind of obsessed with Shelton's friend on the texting him on the side. Did you guys remember this? Where Joe's like, yeah, I want a girlfriend who I don't have to live with or maybe talk to that all that much.
Why don't you just send me a picture, say we're together. Like you sponsor a child. It feels good. And
then Shelton's like, well, my friend is texting me now. She thinks that'd be great. I was like, good for her.
I wonder.
I know. So much confidence.
Yeah.
I like it. I forgot about that. I wonder how that went.
I hope that they connected.
They moved in together.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all talk until you're face to face. Yeah.
But you know what? I think like everybody was listening to Joe, like that really doesn't make any sense, Joe. Except for me at home being like, Joe, I'm right there with you, babe.
You were the one texting Shelton?
Yeah, it was me.
I get it. It can't be that we all just figured it out in the system that they gave us. First comes this, then comes that. We've already broken the first comes this, then comes that rule, right? So it doesn't have to be exactly what we're told it looks like.
I just have to be with my husband.
I don't know. I haven't. See, because we live in New York, I think we need to entertain it and understand where someone would entertain it. But it's hard to think about like having maybe a 3-4 bedroom house, 2 floors, maybe 3 floors, like how regular people our age live around the country, around the world, and have a second one,
yeah.
you know? And
I feel like if my house was big enough, I could live with a partner, but I'd like to have a separate room, bedroom.
So a separate bedroom or a separate room? You'd actually like to sleep separately?
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Why? Do you kick at night? Do you, are you a light sleeper?
It's just more, you get more sleep. You relax more. I don't know. It could be different. My mind could change. But I've lived with people before, and just like having to share a bed every night is so annoying.
Mm. I get that. No offense. None to me.
Yeah, I don't mind the idea of sleeping in separate bedrooms. That the separate houses, separate places, that seems ridiculous to me.
Well, what bothers you about someone? Yeah.
Huh?
Sorry, somebody started with my fantasy. Let's go with that.
My fantasy is that I live like a block away from my beloved. So we're neighbors. I would like to be neighbors with my.
Right. Is it ever awkward if they see you walk past their kitchen and you're just like, I'm still walking to my house?
I guess that would be the kind of thing that we would just have to talk about.
You just walk around the block the long way. That's all right.
Are you headed to your house? And I'd be like,
you don't see me. Send. Hee hee. Laughing, crying, smiley face.
How often in New York do you know what's happening outside of your window? Because you know, like, those window shades are always closed because that means people could see into your place. So I rarely, I'm on the first floor. I don't leave the blinds open. So there's that issue has been resolved. You will never see your loved one passing you by in New York.
But you get it too, Keith, separate beds.
I get separate beds. I understand it. I understand that one person making more noise than the other. And, you know, in my scenario, you're not acting like anything's weird in the marriage. You can go in the other person's bedroom whenever you want, that kind of thing. You're surprised fuck in the middle of the night, something like this. Say hi to them in the morning. But yeah, I don't think it'd be too weird.
Cool. Same.
Yeah. Now, separate states. Who knows? That seems like a lot.
That's just like too expensive already. It's like, even making plans for lunch is a lot. Now you're making plans like when you're getting off the airplane and how long you stay. Oh my God. That's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, it was kind of cool to hear Shelton talk about how he is with his partner. It has like exactly what Joe was looking for kind of thing. Like we spend about half our time together. Half our time apart,
and
half the time we can have sex with other people.
Sure, right. It usually goes with all that freedom. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I this obsessed with gay guys, like blowing straight guys' minds, being like, it could be this way. All you have to do is be a gay guy,
right?
And you could have all this.
But you know, what's different about them and the straight guys who want to do that? They really genuinely are okay with the other one doing it. I think straight guys always want, they only want it one way. And then it's like, yes, I want it. Okay, well, I'm also going to do it. Well, that's going to make me feel uncomfortable. It's like, what?
Yeah, that's true.
What is this conversation?
Yeah. Josh Gondelman is such a sweetie, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he lives with his wife and everything's fine.
Yes, of course. She's the best.
She puts up with his shoe collection. He has at least 50 shoes.
Okay, that's a lot of shoes. And we're talking New York City. That is a whole wall, right? Like, that's a wall.
You're acting like you're not able to relate. Of course you did. You said that.
Do you keep your shoes on a wall? What do you mean, a whole wall?
Like, if you stack them, how else are you putting shoes away? If you put 50 shoes in a place...
But what do you mean a whole wall?
I guess because I have
a shelf.
Because we have shelves. Oh, okay. Yes. So like the whole everything in our place, we don't hang anymore because of the way everything is laid out, right? So that's a whole, our walls are these shelf units. Okay. So that's what I mean. So these shelf, this is like every shelf unit divides us with another quote room because it's got only it. One room. So yeah, that would take up this whole wall unit of stuff for 50 shoes.
Yeah, that's a lot.
But don't forget, Chemda had at least 50 coffees in her life. So nobody should feel strange.
That was cute.
Thank you. That was funny. I wasn't even tired. I was tired. I just remembered what time it was.
Yeah, what time was that chunk?
It's around 9:40. Like, is about 18 hours in.
Oh, in the morning.
In the morning, yeah.
Okay. So I remember last year Joe was like a add-on, but this year was he just on the in? Was he scheduled?
Not exactly, but I gave him a link. He was like, "I'm not sure. I'm gonna." He was away, and he did this. I don't remember. He wasn't away. I don't remember what it was, but he wasn't sure when he was gonna get off whatever he was entertaining with that night and still have like the wherewithal and the. Mm-hmm. But then he was like, "Hey, I'm up," and so we gave him the link.
Nice.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Fun. What was the poll on this one, Keith?
Oh, if you're interested, it only takes time to put together. Would you be fine with your long-term partner living in separate homes? You and your long-term partner living in separate homes. I'm surprised by this, and I wonder if people mean it or it's all single people. 45% say yes. I would like my long-term partner in a different home. Or people married together, and they're like, enough, a new fucking home.
No, because you didn't say, or we didn't say, I would like my partner to be in a second home. Would you be fine with it is what? Something different.
Is it? Does that mean like?
I would not like it, but I might be fine with it. Fine with it meaning
how the fuck
like,
am I supposed to talk to Clark Jones if fine doesn't mean you're good with it? I won't kill myself over it?
Life,
will you kill yourself over it? I should have said.
Would you break up over it is what I think.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, deal breaker.
Well, anyway, let's just go with fine.
Fine
then.
With it.
50%
yeah,
would
if
be
everything
fine.
Else is perfect. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's theoretically, would you like it is different because that's your option. You're now like, oh, this is my favorite option.
Yeah. Is it your preference?
But it's not your preference, but you would write, but to be honest, I could be fine with it.
You could be fine with it. Yeah.
I could be fine with a lot of stuff that's not my preference. And in fact, I am constantly. Otherwise, I would do a self-murder.
Do you like those things or dislike those things?
I'm fine with them.
So you think people could just, they wouldn't have a strong opinion on not living with their partner? They would just be like, okay, whatever. I can go either way. Yeah?
That's what we're saying.
All right. I disagree.
Like, if you had to live separately, would you be fine with it? I'd be fine with it. Huh. Would I like it? No. Would
Is
I prefer
it? My preference?
It? No.
Okay.
But yes, I'm fine with it. Life is full of sorrows.
Oh, no. He's looking up definitions of
fine. Which is a bad thing. Fine of high quality. Would you high quality of it?
No, that's a different fine. That's okay. A different fine.
Would you?
Don't try to use the dictionary against us in this moment. You
that's
know
like saying
what we
fine
mean.
In a satisfactory or pleasing manner, very well.
Fine with it. Look up, I'm fine
Would
with it.
Would you be
it.
Very it well with it? Yes, they do slogans now, Henda.
You know what fine means? Freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Okay, fine.
I'm looking up, what does quote fine with it mean? I'm cool with it. I'm okay. Interested or fine with it.
Okay. Sounds more positive to me it. Than ambivalent.
Fine with it has a different connotation than cool with it to me.
Depends on how you're using the word cool now, right? I'm cool with it. Like,
what about I'm okay with it?
Well, luckily, this is science and not English. So
it's okay with me. It's fine with me. When you agree with something that somebody proposed, like a meeting time, it might not be your favorite meeting time, but you're cool with it. I could make it work. Maybe that's the phrase.
I can make it work as passive aggressive because they hate you. That's a bad thing. I can make it
well,
work.
Well, now we know like, if you ask, ever use it, what you mean.
Well, I don't ask somebody, could you go out of your way from it? Then I go, no, don't make it work. I'm like, no, it's fine. I can. I'm like, yeah. And you deliberately said it that way. And I hate you. Craig.
Get what you're
well,
saying.
What about like, I'd like a Coke, please. We only have Pepsi. I'm fine with that.
Am I fucking the Coke bottle?
I don't know. Are you?
Everything? I don't.
You know the poll involves sex also?
Did it say
that? Oh my God, the poll can only be so long. You have to assume sex is still on the table for this long-term couple.
What do words mean?
Well, asexuals are allowed.
Are what? Kenda?
Asexuals are allowed to answer.
They weren't.
This poll,
no,
right?
No, they were not.
Well, that was not.
I think that's very clear.
Okay. So now that we're all in a fight,
it's fine.
I'm fine with
it. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah, I'm okay.
It's cool.
I can work with this.
What if somebody says couldn't be happier?
Well, it depends. Do they have your tone of voice?
Interesting.
I don't think he's really interested, Emda, when he says that.
I don't know. Am I supposed to look up his words?
He's doing sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
Right. Yeah. Sounds great. Good. Sounds fine.
Okay. Moving on.
Yes.
Moving
on briskly. To cap off this recording, we're going to talk about the bonus shows we have last week on Keith and the Girl with Rod and Karen, and we have Q&A. Mm-hmm. Rod and Karen were comparing my dating life to Newsies on the show, mm-hmm. and I just want to say there's really no comparison because it's one is exists and one doesn't.
But you're fine with it not existing.
Oh boy.
What? You're not.
I mean, I'm fine with it. Is it my preference? No. And Newsy is gonna go back to school to become a massager, and I think that that's great.
Right?
Yeah. I think.
Yeah, no, I'm great with it. It's just, you know, tomorrow he's going to be an airplane pilot. I don't know. We'll just, okay, good.
Yeah. I think that's something that, I don't know. It seems like a good job for him.
Mm-hmm.
Seems interests him already. And
it has that flexible schedule. Yeah. Pays fair and well, fair to well. And that's good. He likes meeting new people. He likes not being around his boss while he's working.
He likes topping.
He likes topping. He likes massaging. He likes making people feel good. There's potential for tipping. I think.
Indeed.
You know, the only way.
Well, that's what. Are we nervous about that?
What?
Potential
for
his tipping.
Are you nervous about that?
It's a sexual job. It could, if you have a proclivity for that, I would think.
I think he'll probably know.
Okay.
When it's
appropriate.
When it's
okay.
Not that.
I didn't think he's going to be like, "Whoa, I'm confused. There's an asshole." It's just that do not lead one into temptation. I'm just wondering.
Well, I was thinking maybe it would like get it out of his system more. So he could focus on.
He only wants to massage married guys. I thought that was interesting.
Well, I think everybody's doing great. Everybody's fulfilling their destiny, and I love that for them.
Yes.
I'm going to California tomorrow for 2 weeks.
What?
Yeah.
What's this about?
You thought you knew everything about me.
I didn't okay this. What's over there?
But did you find it?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. You know what? I'm fine with it, Bianca.
You're fine.
Fucking
yeah,
thrilled.
Some of my closest friends from growing up live in LA, and I'm going to visit. And I'm going to be working from there, digital nomad style. Learned that from Hemda. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be working on East Coast hours and just hanging around. And hopefully I'll have sex with a celebrity.
All right.
I fucking love this. You're doing a friend tour in a sense, right? You're couch surfing and digital nomading. I love it. 2 weeks. You don't have to request any time off, and you get to be on the coast that has the better weather right now. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Love this.
And I bet if you bring up your cell count, they'll all give you their beds.
Well, I'm at the age now where I have friends who have actual guest bedrooms.
Oh, nice.
I know.
Real nice.
I know. I managed to keep some friends who like really made something of themselves. Mm-hmm. They
you
keep
mean,
me
like
around.
A J-O-B.
Yeah.
Good for you.
I don't live in New York.
Yeah.
That's great.
So, yeah. So tomorrow's Valentine's Day. I'm taking to the skies. And
oh, what
you know,
a great day to fly. Good prices, right? And it's a Tuesday. Oh, Bianca. Oh, this is a lesson to everyone. Are you listening?
Thank you. Woo-hoo. Thank you. Hemda gets me. She gets it, you know?
Love it.
You may look at me and think, huh, that's confusing. Yeah. But really, makes all the sense in the world, baby.
Love it. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's about it. Anything else you want to get off your chests?
You seem good, even if you're dying. You seem happy enough, but we know life is fine. So it's good. Fine. Good. Good.
I'm fine with this ending.
Fine. In the great tradition of Rihanna's Super Bowl performance.
We will hear your voice when you're not talking into the mic?
Bitch better have a honey.
That's what should have went, yeah.
Baby, homie. I wish that all of you listening shine bright like a diamond. You're beautiful like diamonds in the sky. Keith and the girl.com.